next guest, here are just a few of her countless hits. Because it's never really over. Just because it's over doesn't mean it's really over. And after you're cold, you're yes, then you're no. You're out before you girls were unforgettable. A very special guest is on the line, Fief.
And what a huge coup for women's cricket on International Women's Day, performing at the final of the ICC Women's T20 World Cup is Katy Perry. Katy, welcome back to the show.
Hi, guys. I miss you.
Oh, we've missed you, Katy, and you're going to be here in Melbourne in a couple of weeks. And this is such a big thing.
I know. Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be back in one of my favorite places in all of Australia. I don't want to play favorites, but I just got to say Melbourne really does it for me. And I'm glad to be coming back for such a great purpose and a great performance and to help celebrate International Women's Day at the biggest women's sporting event in Melbourne. And I guess just to be kind of a support system for women as they see fit.
I think it's brilliant, Katy. And when you think about the ICC have said, and there's no doubt that this will happen, they want to break the record. So at the moment, 90,000 is the most spectators at a women's sporting event. And of course, that was a FIFA event. This can all happen for cricket. And I think you're going to be one of the big coups, Katy. You're going to be performing before and doing a concert after the game.
Yes. So I would like anyone that's listening, I would invite them down to watch the game. Please come and celebrate with all of us. It's, you know, sports is a community and music is a community, and those two communities are coming together with a massive performance. The tickets are on sale. They're only $20 for adults and $5 for kids. And you know me, like, I'm going to give you a show. Like, maybe it's not going to be Super Bowl because, like, we're going to do something different, but I'm coming to give you a show, and it's definitely going to be female-centric.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Katy, have you ever played cricket?
I've played cricket, like me, actually, personally, no. But I've played a cricket sporting event before, so I know what we're talking about.
We should get you in the nets,
like,
though.
An American that's like, are you talking about
Yeah. Now, Katy, I have to mention something. It's Fifi here, obviously, and Fev is my co-host. Now, Fev hasn't spoken yet in the interview so far, because I have to tell you something, Katy. You are his number one, and he has been nervous about this interview for weeks, and I think he's been too afraid to speak to you.
Fev, is it listening and observing?
Hi.
To make things more awkward,
I'm really nice and I don't bite unless you want me to.
Oh, Katy.
That's not helping.
Katy, his wife knows how big a fan he is of yours, because she even bought him your book for Christmas. That was his Christmas present, your book. And you may not remember this.
My unofficial biography. Oh.
Oh, not the unofficial one.
It
was just like a Katy Perry book. But that's probably why, because I sent you a message on Twitter. And just said, oh, my God, look at this, because I thought it would be like Christmas Eve for you, so you'd just be doing nothing.
This was years ago, wasn't it? How long ago?
This was like 8 or 9 years ago. But that's probably why she didn't DM me back, because it was the unofficial book. I've had an unofficial book written about me as well, so that's probably why.
You tweeted me 8 or 9 years ago?
Yeah, yes. It was a long time ago.
He hasn't let go of it, Katy.
Was it before you were on the show?
Yes. But I actually did tweet you as well. I think I tweeted you like 7 years ago and I got nothing back as well, but we won't go there.
Yeah. We've tried to explain to him, Katy, you're a very busy woman and you can't read every tweet.
Well, I try. It's just that, like, I have 110 million followers, so it's hard to read all of the tweets.
Actually, Katy, we've got the actual tweet here.
I don't read it out. It's embarrassing.
Katy, and this is a reply on the 20th of October 2013, obviously to a question that you asked, and Fev has replied, yes, please, wow, such babe, hashtag love, hashtag great chick, hashtag raw.
Oh, sorry.
I think I would actually, you know what? I feel like I can make up for the non-response. I was never ghosting you. I just didn't know that you existed. Now that I know that you exist, I would like for you to be one of my guests at the show. You should come down. I'd like to meet you in person.
Oh,
I'd like to take a photo with you.
Stop
if you
it.
Want a photo.
Oh,
I'd like
wow.
to have a cheeky chat. Are you okay? Are you here? Are you still there?
Wow. I'm just trying to process all this. Just tweet me and I'll get back to you. Oh my god, that'd be amazing! Right, I'm gonna go because I've actually got 4 daughters who want to go to the cricket. So, and they love you. My daughters actually wanted to come in today to speak to you, and I'm like, you can't.
I would love to have them, and I would love to make it up to you.
Oh my god!
Oh, Katie, what a woman! And what there is no other woman that should be performing International Women's Day, obviously. The ICC Women's T20 World Cup. Katie, it's such a coup that you're coming to Australia to celebrate women and celebrate our female cricketers. We love you and we can't wait to see you.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you.
I'm excited. I definitely am excited to bring like a big surprise and a very, female supportive centric show, but just like a party too, of course.
Yes, and I love the party, Katie, and I can't wait to take you up on your invite. Because I love you, so I'm so glad that you're coming.
Oh, okay, I love you too.
Yay! I love you back!
Katie.
Oh, this just gets better for Feb. This is the greatest day of Feb's life.
It literally is.
And, of course, we've got to put this website out there because Katie has sold that so well and we're going to pack out the MCG over 90,000. The website is T20WorldCup.com. I'll give that to you again because it's important. T20WorldCup.com. $20 for adults, $5 for kids. Let's pack the place out.
100,000, Melbourne.
Oh, yes. Katie
Let's
Perry.
Let's go, ladies.
Let's go.
Hey!
101.9 The Fox.
And it used to be on a Tuesday, but these days, because his TV show has moved to a Monday tonight, 9 p.m., it is
Hughesy. Monday.
Hughesy.
G'day, guys. We'll find something to rhyme. We'll eventually find something to rhyme with Monday. I mean,
Fun Day Monday. Hughesy. No, it doesn't work.
I have been pitching Fun Day Monday with Hughesy.
We'll work on that.
Now, Hughesy, tonight, as Fev said, you'll be glowing. Well, part of you will
be
glowing.
Everywhere.
Your lovely teeth, the pearly whites.
I'm feeling that Fev is jealous of my new pearly whites because, I got them whitened the other day.
Oh, I'm not jealous, mate. Every person that is any person has been hit up by a dental clinic to get their teeth white and we just don't all accept it.
Mate, they came into the radio studio. Ed Cavalier wanted to get it done because he wants to win Dancing with the Stars. And
he's no chance.
All right. Well, there's two chairs sitting there, and they said, "Do you want to have a go?" And I said, "Yeah, why not?" All right, so I had a go. So it's a simple process. Fifi, yes, absolutely. And I mean, they just said, "Don't eat for 24 hours. Never have coffee."
Did you say you're a vegan? You don't eat anyway.
Well, exactly. I don't eat much, but I couldn't eat blueberries. They said no blueberries. They'll stain your teeth, and I didn't brush my teeth for a couple of days because I didn't want to rub the white off. So,
does that mean are they saying no blueberries for life?
No, I've made that up, but I'm not getting paid, Fev, though. So
then we got an email. I read my emails from SCA saying we get
our parent company,
which is our company that we work for. And we get half-price dental whitening, thanks to Hughesy.
No, it's got nothing to do with me. I just got free dental whitening. I'm not getting paid. But my management are telling me to just calm down on the stuff I'm getting for free.
Well, if you are getting Mount Franklin bottles, because you are the bird on that ad, I'd love some Mount Franklin bottles.
No, I absolutely got paid for that, so I'm going to take that one. But at the St. Kilda Festival, someone handed me a potato on a stick. You know, there's a potato on a stick. And I said, "How much?" And they said, "You can have that for free if we can get a photo." So they took a photo, and now they're boosting that on their Facebook. And I'm a potato on the stick, buddy. Face a potato on the stick. And that was $6 they paid for that.
Mount Franklin paid $500,000.
No, not that
and
much.
And it's not even your face.
Not that much, Fev. No. Those were the old days. No.
So we now have to reset Hughesy as a potato on a stick ambassador.
If you go to the potato on the potato on stick Facebook page, there I am. And I've done a bloody, some sort of TikTok thing. I didn't even realise I was doing it. So anyway, there you go.
All right. What's the problem quickly tonight, Hughesy, before we let you go? Hughesy, we have a problem tonight, 9 p.m. on 10.
He's got problem? Tommy Little on. That's a problem.
Other than having Tommy on, what are the other problems you're dealing with?
Well, my problem is, should I send my kids to a private secondary college? I don't know. Private or public, you know?
Oh, that's a good one.
Hey, you could send all your kids through with your Mount Franklin check.
Well, I could. I mean, that's not the issue. my potato on the stick money, they could go to Broadie High, no doubt. 101.9
The Fox. The Fox. Hey, little cheeky news story that I don't know whether you saw on the weekend, Fev, but didn't get a lot of traction, but I saw it. Did you know that at Bunnings they have...
sausages?
They've got sausages. I went there just for a sausage on Saturday.
I don't think I've ever been inside a Bunnings.
And, it's great. I go there for the playground. Trixie loves the playground and the sausages. But they also have a perfect plant promise. Did you realise this?
This is feeling like an ad.
Can I say I've got no affiliation to Bunnings.
Okay, sure.
I get no money from Bunnings. No,
I just saw the extra wing go on the house on the weekend.
I'm bringing this up. I'm bringing this up because I didn't know this, but apparently the perfect plant promise is all plants except seedlings.
The three P's.
Are guaranteed for 12 months. Mm-hmm. So if you're not 100% happy, you can return your plant with a receipt and they'll refund the money. Now.
There's a lot there. Come on.
What?
Who's going to have the plant for a whole year? Who's going to take it back and who bloody keeps receipts?
Well, there'll be people.
Really?
There would be people. I've got a receipt box at home. Pop my receipts in. I don't really pop receipts in it all the time, but occasionally. Occasionally I'll go, I don't trust this, and I'll pop the receipt
really?
In the receipt box. Yes.
Is that for the coffees you get in the morning? You just
get coffee. No, but it's like, you remember Coles? See, not many people know this, and this is the area I'm heading. Mm. See, we should help each other out and share the stories or the examples at retail outlets where you get free stuff that people don't know about.
Okay.
Because at Coles, did you know that they have a hot chicken promise?
Yes,
so
I knew that.
If they don't have a hot chicken there in the rotisserie between 9 and 8 p.m.,
you get it for free.
You get a free one.
Do they want us to say? It seems like that's more of a secret thing.
Oh, we could talk about how they don't pay their staff.
Well, no, you wouldn't say that, and we don't know that.
Yes, it was in the news.
Well, we don't talk about
it. It was 9 million.
Secrets. See, these are the secrets that you don't necessarily know about. McDonald's have got one, haven't they? Isn't there?
Yeah, two all beef pizza, sausage, cheese, and sausage bun. Get a freebie bun.
I don't know that that's still current.
Well,
that
was when I was working.
It was in the early 90s.
So if you could say the big poem that has all
like
the...
10 seconds or something.
Brian,
it was a deal.
It was a one-off deal back in the mid-90s.
Could we try it
no,
now?
No, but I think they've got one if they don't have a fresh hot... Isn't that right, Leon? Isn't there a McDonald's one?
I think there might be one. I feel like if you got a burger that's cold or if it was... For a while, it was if it takes more than 2 minutes to make a burger, it's free.
Okay.
They've got a time on the drive-through. You got to get a certain time.
Is that right?
Yeah, they've got a timer up, and if it goes over like 2.5 or 3 minutes, then you're supposed to get your food, but they never do it.
Hang on, what if it goes over the timer, do you get your food
You're supposed
free?
To, because it's, you're supposed to.
What
unless
if you just,
you're in the waiting
What
bay.
If you feigned a breakdown, and then you're like, couldn't move the car, give me the free food.
That's a lot of effort for some free nuggets.
Well, this is the thing, there's a lot of effort involved, Byron, but 13, 10, 60, do you know any secrets?
So what was the secret about Bunnings? We didn't get there.
Yeah.
You get a free plant if you're not happy. You get your money back.
With their service or just with the plant that you get?
You just get your plant. I mean, look, you're going to want to like plants.
Give us a call. Those retail perks that we don't know about. See if you can help us out with a few other little
it's
secrets.
It's like the flights. Apparently there's little things on planes you can get. There are sneaky secrets that we don't always know about.
Okay.
Share the secrets.
When you go to like a really good restaurant and you take your missus or your fiance or your husband or... Yeah, you just put a bit of hair in it after you finish and go, ooh.
No.
And you get it for free?
That's illegal.
No.
And you get it for free?
But speaking of restaurants, apparently when you book online and if you say it's for a birthday or an anniversary, you'll get a free bottle of champagne.
There you go.
When you stay at hotels, it's an anniversary. They give you champagne. It's not really anniversary.
Didn't know that. See?
13,
secrets. 60.
We're already learning. Says the Fox. We'll take some calls after this. 101.9
The Fox. We're talking about the secrets that we can share amongst each other because yesterday, a little news story that apparently there
Must
is a
little.
Perfect plant promise that at Bunnings, if you want to, we've got 12 months to get your money back on a plant. And mind you, that plant could die because you didn't water it and they'll still give you your money back. But these are these little secrets that we can share to get little perks. Joanne from Tarnate. Hi, Joanne.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good, Joanne. Have you got a secret that might help us all out?
I do. You know when you go to the supermarket and they leave the special ticket on? So just say there's something for $3.
Mm-hmm.
So if you get to take the special ticket off, then it scans through at $4. Mm-hmm. You actually get the first item for free because they haven't taken the ticket off. Oh, so you actually get the first item for free.
I did not know that. That doesn't even make sense.
So you have to go to them, I get that for free, because they wouldn't say that to you.
Yeah, you just say to them that's incorrectly scanned and there's a incorrectly scanned policy.
Oh, wow. This is amazing.
There's a hack.
So these stores don't want us to be educated. I assume these are all consumer choice type laws that are very obscure, but if you know them all.
Incorrectly scanned item hack. Well done, Joanne. What, you're not sure about that, Phil?
No, I like it, but I don't watch them when they scan. You're too busy doing other things, aren't you?
Well, you are quite distracted in life, generally. So
I don't watch everything that goes up. I don't.
Leah in Templestowe. Hi, Leah.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Leah. Have you got a little secret that might help us all get a perk?
Yes. So a couple of years ago, I was on a long-haul flight and my TV screen wasn't working.
Oh, no. That's
lightning.
Yeah, and the flight was completely booked, so there were no spare seats or anything. So to apologise, they gave everyone who was in a crappy seat with no TV a $150 voucher to use in the shopping magazine that you get on the flight.
Oh, wow, so you can buy stuff in the magazine.
Yeah.
I would have asked for more.
Yeah, Kev, you, what are you?
A long haul flight, no TV. Whoa.
That could send you crazy. I don't know if I could do
that. I've got a long haul flight today. I've got my iPad charged.
You're going to
Adelaide. It's a long
haul. $150 though, Kev, to go without TV for, say, 8 hours, you probably sleep for half of it. You get $150.
You would love that, wouldn't you?
I'd love it. I've profited.
Elias in South Morang. Hi, Elias.
Morning, Fifi. How are you?
Yeah, good, Elias. Have you got a little secret to share with us?
I do. So all these fast food outlets have like the apps that you can use on your phone now. KFC, when you open their Mac and you go the menu, if you take your thumb and you swipe down, you'll see the kernel show up in a bucket upside down. So you hold the screen and then you keep swiping with your two thumbs on the screen, and it actually pulls down a secret menu that they have every week for three or four items that aren't on the regular menu.
What?
This is life-changing.
How did you find this out?
My son comes up with everything like this, like the little hacks and things like that. And he told me, Dad, did you know there's a secret menu? And I'm like, I was just blown away. But it's, you just keep swiping down and all of a sudden it says, shh, there's a secret menu, and it gives you three or four items every week that are on
special. What's on the secret menu?
Oh, there's different things. Like just now, I just pulled it down just in case you did ask, and it's like a Zinger.
Has it got the secret spices on it?
Zinger and what?
Just like the snack packs and triple stacker or a Zinger. So it has different items that are discounted for the week. So they change it every week.
This is amazing.
I always worry when food outlets have discounted food.
No. It sounds very exciting. Thank you, Eliza. Everyone's madly rushing. I didn't even know KFC had an app.
Get the zingers out. 101.9 The Fox.
We as a show, Fifi, Fev and Byron, are getting behind a community in Melbourne in need, and that is Chinese restaurants, Chinese takeaways. We're encouraging everybody to get out, order your Chinese, go to the restaurants, because as we know, Little Chinatown is 80% down. I mean, these are restaurants that are laying off staff, they're closing. So we're going down this Thursday, we're doing a live broadcast. Come and see us. Come and get your dumplings for breakfast. And it is what we are referring to as our Chow Down in Chinatown. Chow Down, Chow Down, Chow Down in Chinatown. Local Chinese businesses are because of this coronavirus anxiety, which is just anxiety you find to walk down Little Bourke Street.
Now, we launched this on Friday, Boxy, Friday morning.
Yes.
And this got traction. I played golf on Friday with a few people, Jeff Quirk and Nick Riewoldt, and we were sitting at table for lunch. This was the chat of the, it was St. Kilda played the night before, so they were all chatting about that. But Chow Down in Chinatown was talk of the table.
Oh, really?
And they were talking about it, going, how good, we heard the jingle. And then Jeff Quirk said, why didn't you play I Like Chinese? And they were singing the I Like Chinese song. It was couldn't believe that.
Just for you, Chinese. Jeff Quirk.
There we go.
I like Chinese.
Fair income. And they were all singing it. I couldn't believe. Nick and I were like, I don't know how these people know this song.
Do you know what we were thinking? So I was talking to some people on the weekend too about it. And the thing is, everybody has such great memories. Particularly like when you think about Chinese Takeaway, that was one of your first, my first memories. Like we would all, every Friday would be McDonald's night usually. We'd all get to have McDonald's. But the other go-to was Chinese Takeaway. Yeah. And we were obviously grew up in Wonga Park. And in North Croydon, there's a little string of shops there. And someone rang the other day to say that Jang's is still there. So we were always, my go-to for takeaway, see now with Uber Eats, you've got a million restaurants.
Oh, well, some people don't have Uber Eats.
But when I was growing up, it was just Jang's.
Right.
And, you know, one of my very first memories of going out to a restaurant was at Jang's Chinese in North Croydon, just on Maroondah Highway. And I'll never forget my parents saying to me they were ordering me a bird's nest, and it blew my tiny five-year-old mind.
Right.
Like they kept going, oh, Fee, you're getting a bird's nest. And I kept trying to figure out how am I going to eat an actual bird's nest. But have you ever had a bird's nest?
Yes, I have.
It's like the noodles together and all made into a bird's nest. That's like one of my very first memories when I was a kid.
Well, I didn't like meat when I was a kid. So we used to always go to Chinese like once every fortnight or something. We'd go to the little place down near Webb Street where the statue is.
Oh, Narry Warren.
Yeah, little corner shop there. And I used to always just have the chicken sweet corn soup. And I loved it. You just pour that much soy sauce into it.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that?
Not in the sweet corn soup.
Oh, yeah. You just really.
Isn't that creamy?
Yeah, no, you're really. It's an unusual really combination. Take it in. And then it turns like black and it's like.
Really?
I used to. Because I never ate meat. Like, I never had bolognese or anything when I was
a kid. What about as a throwback? On Thursday morning, when everyone joins us, Fief can have the old bird's nest like she did at Jang's. You can have your cream corn.
Now when you do that, it tastes awful. But when I was a kid, it was amazing.
We're going to be at Crystal Jade on Little Bourke Street. That's this Thursday morning, 6 a.m. Crystal Jade, free Yum Cha breakfast. And as Fief mentioned earlier in the show, inside of one fortune cookie on Thursday morning.
$5,000.
Oh.
There's a lucky fortune cookie with $5,000 in it.
It's going to be massive.
What's the name of the place?
Which one?
Where we're going?
Oh, we're going to the Crystal Jade. They've locked us in there on Little Bourke Street, Chinatown. This
Crystal
Thursday morning,
Jade.
6 a.m. Matt Preston's going to hang out with us as well. Feb attempting to break a world record for dumpling eating. And the Lord Mayor will be there as well. It's going to be a massive morning.
Read his mind? Because we said Crystal Jade twice and he's laughed.
Mm.
Are you laughing because there's trippers' names?
Oh, you just sounds like someone at Kittens.
101.9 The Fox. The Fox.
Look, on a weekend like the one we've just come out of, just so many sports stories. It's rare we would stop down, Fief, but Fev has several sports stories to run through. It was a massive weekend in sports. It's Fev Sports Wrap.
Yes, welcome back to Fifi Fevan Byron. No, there was a huge weekend of sport, Boxy. Like the World 2020 Women's Cricket started. The Australians were playing 2020 in South Africa. There was Women's AFLW. There was AFL. There was heap on. But I'm going to start with boxing, something that I would not normally start with because it was huge. The two big heavyweights are the champions of the world, both undefeated, fought each other for the second time because the last time they fought it was a draw, so they both haven't lost. And Deontay Wilder was like $1.30 favourite, and he was fighting the big Englishman in Tyson Fury, who was undefeated. And he it's a great story, Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury?
Yes.
I know his brother.
What? He's English.
Brother, No. His brother was in Love Island UK 2019, Tommy Fury.
What?
Yes, and he had a brother that was a boxer, I remember.
Yeah, hang on.
Tyson Fury's brother was
this
in Love Island.
This is not a Love Island segment. I'm talking sport.
Yeah, but Tommy's a great guy, so I'd probably like his brother too.
Well, his brothers were there at the
Tommy
boxing.
Is a boxer, but he's not very good.
Not as good as
his brother.
Mate, his brother's undefeated.
He was in the final. Did you know? So, at the moment, Love Island UK is the summer, winter edition. But in the summer edition 2019, he was in the final.
Was he?
Was between him, he and his girlfriend Molly.
Well, his brother just fought in the heavyweight championship.
How'd he go?
He won.
Well, Tommy didn't win. Oh. But Tommy is doing okay.
Really?
Yeah, just he did it because I follow him on Insta. It's funny. Picture of him with some trophies.
No, they're belts.
Oh, look.
They're not trophies.
He's got these
belts
on.
That green belt is like the most coveted belt in world sport.
Oh, well, Tommy's wearing it, and he did no mention of his brother. Hang on. I saw that he said, brought these home Gypsy King 101.
Yeah, the Gypsy King. That's what they call him, the Gypsy King, because he's an Irish Irish descent, the travellers.
So, Tyson, you're the one you're talking about.
Yeah, I'm talking sports.
He's got 3 million followers. Tommy Fury, 3.1 million followers.
Oh, God. Anyway, and football on the weekend.
No, we don't have time, Feb. Sorry, we've run out.
I think we're going to talk about the cricket. What happened?
And that was Feb Sports Wrap on the Fox.
By the way, Love Island UK, final today. The final episode. 101.9 The Fox. Feb, I went out, as you know, on Saturday night. Finally. Had a baby.
Instagrams.
I know. Because I was at the concert, the Elton John concert at Amy Park, you know, everyone's got their phones, so it takes a while for things to load. Mm. So they were loading, I think, like an hour after I was actually in bed. But anyway, I was thinking about it because obviously Daisy is 7 months old. So in 7 months, I haven't gone out. I'm really not one of those mums that bounces back.
Yeah.
I really ease back into life after having a baby. No, and do you know what? I want to be with my baby all the time. Actually, I want to be with both my babies. So I'm a really hands-on mum that would rather be at home with the kids than go out. Mm. So I'm not match fit. And even though it was really just a concert, I wasn't having a big night out. Oh, man, I might need a week off. Like, I'm not kidding. So yesterday I was cactus. Yeah. I was
What time did you go to sleep?
So concert finished at 10:45.
Yeah, so you're not going to sleep till at least one.
Took about 45 minutes to get out of Amy Park. Well, that's why I never stayed to the end. This is the first concert I've stayed till the encore was completed.
Okay.
That's how much I love it.
Concerts have people at them. I mean, sorry that they're in your way.
Yeah, you know what? I don't mind the people, but I have a real problem with the car park.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll never forget about 10 years ago after a Coldplay gig, made the rookie error of waiting till Chris Martin had finished the
Swan
encore.
Street's a nightmare.
I was in a car park for an hour and 45 minutes. Right. No. That's not how I want to end my night.
Okay. I used to always drive to the basketball boxy and you park there. It was across the road from Amy Park.
Yeah.
And it'd take me an hour to get out. So I catch a train all the time now.
That's a great idea.
Train, it's just there.
Actually, the last time I went out, I think, was at a Paw Patrol thing at Margaret Court.
Yeah. Just come from Paw Patrol to Elton John.
No, that was a Sunday afternoon. I was in that car park for an hour and a half.
Oh, mate, it's awful.
Car parks are rubbish.
Yes.
Now, the only thing, so I got home about midnight, Trixie's running around.
Yep,
like
good.
She's up and about. Yep. Mum's out for the night, so I'm staying up. And the only one that wasn't really part of the program was Daisy.
Yep.
So when Mum got to bed at 1, asleep by 2, Daisy thought she'd wake up at 5.
No!
What's that?
Whoa.
And obviously being a single mum, I didn't have the opportunity to pass her over to someone else. I'm lying there going, and now I've got to do this bit too. Mama's gone out. Mama wants to sleep in. So
Mama can't have life.
No, and then by the time I get Daisy down for her morning nap about 9:30, Trixie's decided to get up.
The Fox.
Now, we're doing our bit for a community in need in Melbourne because of coronavirus anxiety. A lot of people aren't giving the love to Chinese restaurants in our Chinese community, and Little Bourke Street is like a ghost town.
Yeah.
Restaurants are suffering. They're 80% down. Staff are being let go. So we, this Thursday, are heading to Chinatown. We're having breakfast, yum cha, at a restaurant.
Like Chinese.
Come and join us. It's our Chow Down in Chinatown.
Chow Down. Chow Down. Chow Down in Chinatown.
Beef, well done. We've secured the Crystal Jade restaurant there on Little Bourke Street Thursday from 6 a.m. Crystal Jade with that free yum cha breakfast, the $5,000 up for grabs and a fortune cookie. It's going to be just a massive morning.
Yeah, one fortune cookie. Everyone can have fortune cookies. We'll have $5,000 in it. This is our way of getting business back to Chinatown. And one of the things that, Fev, you've put your hand up to do is break a Guinness World Record.
Mm.
Because we thought if we're attempting a Guinness World Record in Chinatown, that'll get a bit of notoriety.
Yeah.
Now, you've got some options.
You know why we're going to do this?
Yeah.
Because I like
Chinese.
That's not the jingle.
It's like a great song, though.
It really
because
is.
They come.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's really catchy. Now, here are some of the
Do I get to pick one?
Yeah, of course you do.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so on the 16th of May, 2016, this Guinness World Record set was set. It's the most gyoza dumplings eaten in 1 minute.
Yeah, and that was 10, is that right?
Yep, 10 in 1 minute.
See, that doesn't seem many. One every 6 seconds.
And that was in Canada. We can beat Canadians.
Can you use sauce? Well, no sauce.
I don't know the finer details. Okay. That's a really good point.
I won't
though.
Ask any questions. I'll just
the attempt was
one.
Done during a Facebook Live video
okay,
stream.
Okay, so that's
we'll
10,
smash that.
10 dumplings.
We could stream
you
that.
You could do 10 dumplings in a
well,
minute.
Well, I think I could.
Well, there's another world record, the most dumplings eaten in 2 minutes.
Oh, what's
someone
that?
Got 18. No, do the first
I'll
one.
I'll do the first one.
The first
seems
one.
A lot.
Might be a
what, about
after
a
that.
What about a rice-eating content?
Oh, we'll get
contest.
Mike Clark and he'll cheat.
The most rice grains eaten in 1 minute using chopsticks.
This is I've done this before.
Yeah, don't mention the war. That was an incident involving a Channel 10 weatherman. It will never be
I have done this competition before.
Yeah, unfortunately, you're not Silvio Sabba in Milan because he's the guy who's got the record at the moment in Italy. Well,
that's
do
too
you
hard.
Like that?
No, it's too hard.
25, by the way. I would have thought it would be more.
25, so you just got to pick up. So it's not actually cooked.
It's rice grains.
Yeah, grains.
Well, it doesn't say whether they're cooked or not.
25 doesn't seem many.
There's what, 25 rice grains?
You've got to pick them up with the chopstick,
oh,
though.
Okay.
Oh, mate, I'm a chopstick expert.
I agree. 25, I reckon you could do that.
Okay.
But no, I like that. Well,
I've still got the 10 dumplings.
Okay, well, the last one is most rice grains eaten in 3 minutes using
too long.
Chopsticks. Do you know what? I just realised what's interesting, though. We could just make up one because no one's got the 2 minute.
We'll do 30 race. Seconds.
Exactly. Just make up
most
your own.
Dumplings eaten in 30
but
seconds.
No, I think
bang,
you've got
win.
To register.
Is that the one we lock in?
Yeah, let's do that.
The
how
10.
Many dumplings can Fev eat in 1 minute? If he can beat 10, we will be setting a Guinness World Record.
Oh, this is exciting stuff.
In Chinatown on Thursday.
Can we do a practice run like a Wednesday in
yes,
here?
That's a great idea.
And just to see, or maybe even tomorrow.
Yeah, right.
Because I thought a dumpling will just
slide down
your throat.
Apparently, Leon has elaborated here, no sauce or water allowed. And I guess that could lubricate the throat, couldn't it, the sauce or the or water? So apparently you can't have that. So that's
okay.
Just a little formality there for you, Fev. Anyway, Thursday morning, Crystal Jade, $5,000 for one lucky person that joins us. It's going to be a massive morning and we've got
just,
a...
It can't be that hard.
Good. I've seen you eat dumplings. I reckon you can get more in than 10.
We've got an event page also set up on our Facebook, Fifi, Fev, Byron, for all the details.
1019, The Fox.
Now, Fev, it's no secret that Fife loves to chat about the Royals on this show, and we understand that, which is why we've even given her her own opener.
Let's chat, Royal Family. Meghan, Harry, Wills and Lizzie.
Probably should change that jingle.
What to?
Well, Megs and Harry aren't royals anymore.
Well, this is it, Fev, and it's playing out beautifully at the moment. Queen Liz, Elizabeth, the wonderful woman that she is. Last week, you would have seen, Fev, she laid down the law.
Yeah, she did.
And because, remember, Harry and Meghan released a press release. This is probably over a month ago. Mm-hmm. And they said, we're leaving the royal family, but we're stepping down from our duties, but we're still going to be working royals. We're going to go and live in Canada, but we'll still call ourselves His and Her Royal Highness. We'll get all the wonderful perks. We just won't be doing any of that lame stuff like cutting ribbons and helping out Her Majesty over in the UK. Now, the Queen, Her Majesty, she has obviously said, no, unfortunately, that's not the case. Mm. You're not going to be His and Her Royal Highness anymore. Mm. And you're going to have to forego all those medals and your military positions, Harry, they're done. And now she has said last week, you cannot call yourself the Royal Sussexes. Mm. Now, don't forget, they've gone and made their website, their Instagram. They decided their brand was Royal Sussex.
Socks and spoons and everything.
Yeah, they made it that they owned anything that was called Royal Sussex.
Wow.
So the Queen has now said, no Royal Sussex. You can be the Sussexes. You've got to drop Royal. Mm. And not only that, one of the arguments there, they've now come back. Essentially, they've... over the last 24 hours, released a statement and they have said, and it's, they're it's basically very salty. It's very, they're not happy about it. They've basically said, well, here's the thing. We can use the word royal. That's the monarchy don't own the word royal. They have no jurisdiction over the word royal, but okay, if that's what the Queen wants, we'll stop using it. And they also said, and by the way, we still will be His and Her Royal Highness, but we'll just stop using those terms. So they've just got all this mean. Like it's mess. It's if you read the statement, don't you agree, Fev?
Yeah, I did. I read it. I read it while I was cooking dinner last night. And I was reading this and they're like two little brats, aren't they?
They really are. It's sort of like, well, you don't own the word royal.
But we'll do it anyway.
But we'll do it.
Yeah, we'll obey to you, but we don't need to obey to you. No, no. If you just did.
Exactly.
The Queen would be going, well, I win.
Okay. And now this is a bit salty of me, but I just feel it's all Meghan. I just don't think Harry would be rude to his grandma.
Well, Samantha Markle, who we spoke to last week, said it was all Meghan.
We should get her back on to ask her what she thinks about this.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, Boxy, last week I gave up Uber Eats. And wow, remember last year I spoke about it, how I spent, I was the number one user for Uber Eats.
Oh, that's right. This was the big reveal, remember?
This was a big reveal.
Yeah, this is how much Fev spent in a year, according to Uber's information.
The total spend for Brendan Favola on Uber Eats, actual figures, $35,548.
Ouch.
They can't afford to lose you.
Well, they've lost me. And so anyway, so we spoke about it last week and I said I deleted the app. Gone. Can't use it anymore. So everyone picked it up and it was written everywhere. I'm getting all these messages from everyone. Well done. Great step giving up Uber Eats and, you know, you're trying to lose weight. It's great. And they put a picture up that I put up like 5 months ago of just me laying on the couch. So Alex had taken one like a sneaky. And I was pretty big.
Yeah, but it was also that angle.
Yeah, it was
everyone's
a great angle.
Big on that angle.
Yeah, it was a great angle. I was on holidays. I was drinking beer and eating food and not doing anything. So they've ran with that. So I'm getting all these messages going, mate, you know, come do F45. Come do this. Come do this meal placement thing. Come do this. Come do that. Let's go for a run. And I'm like, this was 5 months ago. And literally, the only reason that I deleted Uber Eats is because Alex cancelled my credit card. So it's got nothing to do with Uber Eats. I just can't order it anymore.